Unit 14. Dialogue. Language function. Expressing complaints about traffic.
I'm aching all over.
Have you had an accident?
No, but I was jammed in a crowded bus for hours.
Yes, the traffic is awful these days. Because of the repairs, which are going on in quite a few of the main streets.
Yes, and there are so many cars, buses and bicycles on the side streets too.
Let's hope that the traffic will get better soon.
Complaint.
Ache.
Jam.
Repair.
Main.
Phew.
Squash.
Breathe.
Truck.
Trolley bus.
Minor.
Relieve. Listening comprehension. A. Listen and choose an appropriate response to what you've heard.
1. What kept you from coming on time?
2.
Three. I do hope that the road repairs will be finished soon.
Four. There was a road accident near us at noon today.
Five. There are too many cars, buses, and bicycles on the side streets, too.
B. Listen and fill in the blanks. Who are the speakers? Listen and write down who you think is speaking. Example, you are going to hear some conversations. Listen carefully to them and write down who you think is speaking. Here is an example. Listen.
Are you going along Oxford Street?
Only as far as Taylor Square.
Oh, I wanted to go further than that.
Well, you want a 380 or a 381.
Okay, thanks.
Could you work out who the two speakers are? One is a bus driver, and the other a person who wants to get a bus along Oxford Street. You could have written a bus driver and a bus rider. Now try these.
1. Come on, dinner's almost ready. Get those books off the table.
Oh, do I have to? I haven't finished yet.
Well, you'll just have to finish it later. And you can set the table.
Oh.
2. You saw it happen, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Can you give me your name and address?
Yes, Jason Miller. I live just over there at number 76.
Where were you at the time?
Oh, I was at the bus stop, just over there. I was going to work.
Well, can you tell me what you saw?
Yes. Well, this car came round the corner there.
3. What's wrong with it?
Well, it's running a bit slow. It's losing about 10 minutes a day.
When was the last time you had it cleaned?
Oh, it must have been years ago. I can't remember, really.
Well, probably it. We'll have a good look at it anyway. And if it's anything more serious, we'll give you a ring. Four. What are you going to have?
Oh, I think I'll try the fish.
I might have chicken Maryland. That's always nice.
Can I take your orders now? Text. An informal invitation.
The Second Middle School. The 20th of April, 1995. Dear Molly, it's been many weeks since we last met. How I miss you. Our class is going to Nine Dragon Hill on International Labor Day. And we can take our friends. Can you go with me? I'm sure we'll have a lot of fun. Please write to tell me if you're coming. Remember me to your father and mother. Love, Linda. An informal note, accepting the invitation.
The 11th Middle School, the 23rd of April, 1995. Dear Linda, your letter made me very happy. And so I'm writing straight away to accept your invitation. I'm sure we'll have a good time. Thank you. Now, I'm looking forward to hearing from you about all the details of our trip. Warmest regards to your father and mother. Yours, Molly. An informal note declining the invitation.
The 11th Middle School. The 23rd of April, 1995. Dear Linda, thank you so much for asking me to go to Nine Dragon Hill with you. How I would like to join you. However, I'm sorry to say that our class is having a party on that same day. What a pity. Anyway, thank you for asking me. Hope to see you one of these days. Please give my love to your parents. Yours, Molly.
New words and expressions.
Informal.
Molly.
Hill.
Labor.
Linda.
Straight away.
Detail.
Regards.
Decline.
Anyway.
Parent.